This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Uh-oh, I forgot how to do the intro. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Matt Orify.
I'm JBZ.
And I'm Aaron Keith.
And you're now listening to the best podcast in the world. Clap.
In the world. You're now listening to the best pod blast in the world.
Blast.
There was 30 seconds of silence before Adel figured out what he was going to say.
What the fuck in the world.
Aaron, come on. Don't put him on blast.
Blast, clap.
You can't tell we haven't recorded in a while.
Can that be our new catchphrase? Blast, clap.
Sounds dirty.
Clapped in America. Clap back America.
Ooh, clapped in America. That's just Aaron Clapton playing freaking Cream on the guitar, baby.
What did I miss?
What did you miss?
What did I miss?
We haven't recorded in some tomb.
It's been over 11 years.
It's been a while. So let's talk about what, Aaron, you went on a cruise.
Yeah, this is going to sound like a joke, but I went on a cruise with my improv team.
Ted or Penelope, you know what I'm saying?
How'd it go? Highlights, lowlights?
Highlights.
Well,
is...
I see you got highlights and lowlights.
Well, yeah.
And it looks awful.
Yeah, it looks like my hair is striped.
Also, P.S., bad news. Highlights Magazine called us unwatchable.
Oh, no.
And well, Boys Life Magazine called us not a real dad.
And then Highlights Magazine said, try to find them in this tree.
Yeah. And Cigar Aficionado called us, and it went straight to voicemail.
High Life Magazine called us the champagne of podcasts.
Yeah, it was... highlight was my friend Andrew Robinson winning the Harry Chess contest on the cruise.
Nice.
And then proudly bringing over a trophy to me after he had won. Okay. Low light was I got too high
highlights?
And had an existential crisis. I never do edibles. I never get high. I decided to partake because I was in California and that's what they seem to do.
California, let's get high. Have you ever been on a cruise before?
I've been on a cruise one time before this.
Tom or Penelope?
Oh, my God.
My peers respect me.
Vanilla Sky.
But yeah, that was amazing. And then I stayed in LA for a little bit, drove up, saw Big Sur for the first time, was blown away, went to San Francisco.
Excuse me, Big Sur. Yes?
Yeah, that's all I did. I am so poor now. I have no right to take that much time off of work.
Now?
I'm always poor, but now I'm even poorer than I was before. Poorer than I was before.
That's our new catchphrase.
Adel, you went on tour with Magic Tavern.
I was on T-Rare. It was a blast. We met all kinds of people. We had all kinds of fun. Got to meet and play with a lot of heroes of mine from when I was a kid. And it was a good time. Very fun time.
Yeah.
And it ended with Aaron and I doing a live show in San Francisco with Rob Corddry.
Which was very, very fun.
And it was very, very fun. I felt the worst I've felt in like the last 2 years, which is I went to the after party with Arnie and Matt.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them that story?
And Aaron and I had made plans to go to this.
I have not heard.
Aaron and I had made plans to go to this tiki bar that I love, where it rains from the ceiling.
She showed up wearing a dress.
She just texted me and she's like,
"Pig's blood."
She texted me and said she's ready to go to the tiki bar, and I said you should come to the after party because John Hodgman and Paul Tompkins are singing "Closing Time" at the karaoke stand. And the whole bar that the after party was in is like a Sleep No More kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a really cool speakeasy type vibe with a casino and all this stuff. But once I text her, they let us into the deeper portions of the sub-basement speakeasy where there was no service, no phone service. And so Aaron showed up like 10 minutes after I texted her. And then like two hours later, I go outside and get service and I get like 20 texts from Aaron being like, I'm here. They won't let me in. I need a password. Please come out and get me. Are you mad at me? But here's the thing. That whole day, I invited Aaron to everything we did. We met up with some friends for pizza. We did this, we did that. And I kept saying, do you want to come to this? Do you want to come to that? And Aaron said no. And then the thing she needed to get into the party was her performer pass, which she did not get, and I did not know she had not picked it up.
I had picked it up, but I had no idea I was going to go to this party. My boyfriend and I had left our hotel to go to the tiki bar, and we're like, oh, Adel will meet up with us later. And then Adel was like, come to this party, and I was like, oh, we've been busy all day.
Mark Evan Jackson here, Busy Phillips is here.
Before you said any of the celebrities' names, we changed our Uber route, and I was like, we should go. Adel thinks we should go to this party. Let's just go. We'll be there for an hour. And then we got there, and he didn't respond, and we were on the street, and I was like,
what did you do?
I just wanted to go.
Bad. How long did you wait?
I waited 40 minutes because I didn't want to leave and have him text me. And then, Sean and I went to the tiki bar and had.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Okay.
The bunga room?
Yeah, we lost. We like just had like an amazing.
Fuck. That's honestly the worst I felt in so long. And I was texting with Erin and she was very much like, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine. And then she goes, did you hang out with anybody fun? And I like listed the people and Erin sent back just one phrase, which was, I'm so sad. And I go, I'm sorry. And she goes, no, it's fine. I'm just so sad. And I'm like, oh, no. I felt awful.
It is a weird feeling to have someone text you. 2 minutes later, you show up. And then I go, did he do this on purpose? Did he want me to take an Uber here?
I honestly was like, because all you need to do was show your pass and you were in. And so I was honestly, I kept asking Arnie and Matt, I'm like, did you see Aaron here? Because it was like a labyrinth of rooms where there's like it's like the Shining Hotel with all these different rooms and whatever. But I kept being like, Aaron has to be here somewhere, surely. And then I thought maybe he fell asleep or something. And then I got those texts and I, poof.
Oh, it's all okay. I will make it up to you. No, Sean and I had the best time at that tiki bar. It's crazy that it rains.
Mm-hmm.
We spent like $80 on two drinks.
We went there 2 years ago.
That's unreal.
And the tab for like five people was like $800.
Yeah, I will never go there again. That's why I'm so poor. Sean and I were like, this is the most irresponsible purchase we've ever made. But
here's how I'll make it up to you. Next tiki bar we go to, I will buy your drinks on.
Go to that tiki bar.
And James,
what have you been up to? You missed our San Francisco show. You said something about contractual obligations.
So I was contractually
contracting gonorrhea.
I said I had contractions and my daughter was born. Her name is Gonorrhea.
Beautiful name.
That's my favorite bit you've ever done.
8 pounds, 265 ounces.
What?
She's huge.
And if you finish her
huge.
If you finish her in one sitting, you get t-shirts?
I get a t-shirt and they put free. My name on a plaque and they hang it off the wall. I was not in San Francisco because I was on the last flight out of Chicago and we had like a snowstorm. And so they just canceled all the flights. And then our show was at like noon. So there was no flight early enough in the morning that would have got the earliest flight would have gotten me to the show 30 minutes into the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I could like show up. I could have gotten on a flight and then like hopefully Ubered to the theater and caught like the last part of the show.
That honestly would have been the funniest bit. If like as we're winding down, there's 2 minutes left. If you just come running up on stage and then we're like, that's it, everyone. Honestly, that would have been the best. What bit ever?
What's funny is because I was literally going to be there for 24 hours. My flight was like I was going to get in at midnight and I was leaving at midnight the next day. And my flight out got canceled. And I before I could like get them refund me. It got filmed at a stand-up club. It was awful. But before I could get it refunded, I was getting like a suggestion for other flights that I could get put on. And they were like, "What about this other flight tomorrow that'll get you to San Francisco at 8:10 p.m.?" And then my flight out was at midnight. And I was like, yes, you've correctly identified that I wanted to spend 4 hours at the San Francisco airport.
James, I told you I bought you a train ticket that was the 310 to Yuma.
I wish. Then I would have seen some celebs, huh?
It really made me appreciate you more, having you not be there. I was like, oh.
But Rob Corddry was a stand-in, right?
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing.
That is good. I'm glad that there was this show. It seems like you only need two people to do a podcast, but I think it would be... It would be hard. There's not a lot of podcasts with three hosts.
Really?
I think a lot of podcasts have guests, though.
Freedom, we don't Magic do. Tavern. Those are the only two I can think of.
And Magic Tavern has guests.
Good point. Sometimes. Who's our old man Puzzles?
I am old man Pubbles. And for all you idiots out there, we're going to get started with some riddles. If this is your first time listening, we are a riddle podcast for the most part. Well, for the least part. I'm sorry. We're a riddle podcast for the least part.
If this is your first time listening and you made it through what have we been up to without getting to what kind of podcast it is.
Also, you can listen to that Rob Corddry live show on our Patreon. I think that will come out this Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it should come out this
Patreon.
Friday.
Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of live shows, we have an upcoming live show, two live shows in New York. They're both sold out, but I believe there's going to be some tickets at the door.
There might be some standing room only that you could still get to.
I think standing room sold out.
Okay, you're fucked. Don't go to the show. But
they said they're going to maybe possibly release some more the night of. So that's at Caveat Theater in New York, so check that out.
No, Adel, what they said is they're going to release some more the night of because Riz Ahmed is going to keep doing that limited series engagement miniseries on HBO from 3 years ago.
Well, this is... Wow. We'll take Turturro? Anything we can, mm-hmm. can we? Mm-hmm. We just do it. We'll just do it.
Is that February 22nd?
I don't know. It's John Turturro. It's Riz Ahmed. It's a murder. It's
supposed to be James Gandolfini, but he died.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to do the Riz Ahmed part?
Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be a young Middle Eastern man.
Right after 9/11. Oh, wow.
Eating sopressata.
Uh-huh.
Let's get into some warm-up riddles. So This is something I've been meaning to do for a long time, which is...
Apologize.
I'm on my apology tour. I'm sorry that I ruin every podcast I'm on. Our good friend, Shane Wilson, who does World News Tonight with mm-hmm. us, last year, he sent me to my Gmail, he sent me some warm-up riddles, and I totally forgot about them. So I just found them. So we're going to do those for warm-ups.
So, Shane.
That's why, guys, you got to email the show. You got to email the show podcast.
Well, I told him, I think he asked me, and I said, email me, because I typically don't do the fan-submitted ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, Aaron and Japes will see the answer if you send it there. So I said, send it to me.
And then has Shane been following up with you every week?
He hasn't talked to me. So this is from Shane. Shane says, it's elementary. 2019 marks the... Well, this is...
Put your phone down. Close the email.
2019 marks the 150th birthday of the periodic table of elements. To help celebrate, see if you can name the element that is suggested by each of these cryptic phrases. So this is elementary. Get
if
it?
It's not Aragon, I'm not going to do well.
Okay.
If it's not Aragon?
Yeah, Aragon, fuck yourself. Argo, fuck yourself.
Here we go. So I'm going to give you a clue and you tell me which element that relates to. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. What should we do with all these bodies?
Helium.
Here, let me start.
Yeah, I think it's helium.
Let me start with an easier one.
Okay.
What came after 7, 8, 9?
10.
10.
But for an element, it would be
helium. Tin.
Aaron, dingo, bingo, ate my baby. So we get the gist of it,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So the next one is ruled over.
Helium. You guys, Adel, do you not understand patterns in comedy? I'm going to say helium until it's helium.
Yeah,
helium.
That's a pattern.
Helium damn near killed him.
What was the question?
Run over?
Ruled over.
Ruled over.
King. Reign.
So if you ruled over someone, you blank them.
Subjugate.
Or maybe this is something you did to, oh boy, I don't know, a dog?
Fuck. owned
or what Moses did with the Jews. What he parted the sea and then
lead?
What did he do?
Lead.
There we go. Let's circle back to this one.
Okay.
What should we do with all these bodies?
What should we do?
And there's not an element called
barium.
Barium. I was going to say there's not an element called hit the florium.
Hit the florium. It's a new one. They found it in a volcano.
Hit the florium. It's like unobtainium or, yeah. What's the one from Marvel?
It's the same one.
That's unobtainium. Vibranium.
Because nothing matters. And we can't stress this enough on the show.
I want a periodic table
matters.
That just says hit the florium. Put in
that's
the net.
That's a t-shirt.
Put in the net.
Swish. Swish, fish.
Bish.
Another one in the basket.
I'm a Katy Perry fan. That's the worst fucking song of all time.
Me too.
I saw Katy Perry front row. That song would make me get up and leave the show.
You saw Katy Perry front row at a trial, correct?
Sorry, I saw Stephen Perry pet a kitty.
What was it? Swish? What?
Put in the net.
Dunked. Dunkorium.
So if you put it in the net, what in soccer, what might they scream?
Goal.
Goal. Basket.
So put in the net.
Basket.
But if it's past tense, if the goal happened a while ago.
Scored.
Well.
Score.
Stick with the same word you
have. Net.
Gold?
Gold.
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 I like gold.
Who is that? Fat Bastard?
It's Fat Bastard. It's Gold Bastard.
Why doesn't he announce soccer games?
Gold.
A bent leg sits atop. A bent leg sits atop.
A bent leg sits atop. Cross. Kneel.
Magnesium.
A bent.
Kneel is in the
kneel.
Vicinity.
Kneel.
Neon.
Neon.
That's right.
Neon.
You're a neon. You're a peon. My brain's not moving fast enough to be on the show.
Against cash. Against cash.
Credit.
No.
Johnny.
No.
Anti-money.
Yes.
Anti-money?
Anti-money.
Antimony.
Daughter of Tommy Chong. I wouldn't know this one.
I don't know.
Daughter of Tommy Chong?
I guess her name is Ray Dawn.
Ray Dawn?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Ray Dawn Chong. It'll never take Cagney alive.
Lacey.
It'll never take Cagney alive. Yeah, you'll never get me, see? You'll never get me, you...
Bitch.
You'll never get me, you bitch.
I gotta see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron, you are sort of an old-timey 1920s Tommy gun-wielding criminal.
Okay.
Japes, you are someone trying to bring this criminal in. And Aaron, for whatever reason, your criminal is sort of ahead of their time in terms of the phrases they use.
Okay.
Let's make this easy, see? You put your gun on the floor and I'll let you come out of here alive.
No, I have an idea for you. How about you come at me, bro? How about you come at me, bro?
Listen, all you have to do is put that gun away, and you'll go to jail, and you'll get to live in a nice cell. How does that sound,
after
friend?
After I'm done here, the bodies will hit the floor. And then I'll go to the window, and then I'll go to the wall.
There's not going to be any bodies, friend, because you're going to do the right thing and put your hands up above your dukes and come on out of here.
Not in my head like yeah, moving my hips like yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that everything you hoped you would be in less?
Yes.
That was the most SNL sketch we've ever done.
No, it's not.
Hamburgers.
It'll never take Cagney alive. So what?
I feel like I know this.
So what did JPC play in the scene, essentially?
Helium.
What the fuck?
A hero.
Copper.
No more pirates.
Argon.
Argon.
Nice.
Tedium activated.
Tedium active. Boron.
Boron. My wife.
I'm getting him.
I'm getting him.
My element, boron. Clown convention.
Adel's house.
That's what I call my bedroom. And is this where the magic happens? No. This is the clown convention.
Chucklefest.
Chucklefest is something we should make, but that is incorrect. Clown convention.
Con.
You're right. Something con.
Clown con. Boo con.
So think about boo, but add a B at the end.
Bobo con.
No, that's not.
Boob.
Yeah.
Con.
And what might you put in a boob?
Bra con. Breast con.
You put bras in a boob?
Yeah, why not?
Your daughters are fucked.
What do you put in a boob?
Maybe this
milk,
is a this
milk
is a
con. Boob. What do you put in a boob?
What do you put in a boob?
The answer is silicon.
Silicon. Silicon.
Silicon.
Welcome to Silicon 2020. We'll have a better year than last year. No one will die.
Silicon 2019. What a tragedy.
Burial site plugged in. Burial site plugged in.
Grave on.
And this, so think about HBO's The Blank Keeper from the 90s or 80s.
Maybe. The Night of? Crypt Keeper. Krypton.
Yes.
Krypton.
Night.
Nice. That's nice.
Kryptonite.
Mouth organs, nearly a dozen.
Blowjob.
I would say Blowjobion. Yes.
Blowjobion. That sounds like a Pokemon.
That's what Javier Bardem's college nickname was.
Go blow Javion, I choose you.
Blow Javion. Blow Javion.
I went on a date with Blow Javion. It was okay.
Gotta suck them all.
Blow Javion is the evolution of Lickitung.
Oh boy.
Where are my Pokemon nerds at? Casey's not even smiling.
What's the point of any of this if Casey's not even smiling?
I must have used the wrong balls. Mouth organs, nearly a dozen. I would say too short of a dozen. Mouth organs, too short of a dozen.
Taste buds?
10. Dime. Mm-hmm.
So what's a mouth organ?
Tongue.
And how many numbers?
Tungsten. 10.
There's 10 tongues. I went on a date with 10 tongues once, and it was a lot better than the Blowjobian one.
Oh, Blowjobian sad. Blowjobian.
The only pine tree.
Christmas.
The only pine tree.
Chris Pine.
Casey making noise?
Is Chris Pine, is that correct?
The only pine tree?
The single, only pine tree.
Spruce.
What's a song? What's solo. A song that anyone? What was the word you said?
Solo. Pine?
Use the lose the low.
So pine.
Why are you saying so? I thought you said soul.
Soul.
You said solo. I guess solo. Lose the O. So soul.
Soul.
Yeah. And what's what kind of tree is a Christmas tree?
Pine.
Fir. Spruce.
Fir.
Soul.
Sulfur.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Two more. The Roman numeral X has been cited. The Roman numeral X has been cited.
X is 10.
Hi, Hayton.
Semen.
Did you say Heil Hayton?
No, I said Hayton.
She said Heil Hayton.
No, I said hi, comma, hey, comma,
hey,
ten.
Hey, Aaron, can we talk to you for a second? Do you think his name is Hitler?
You don't know that his name is Hitler?
Because we hate him.
No. We like Hitler.
No, but we hate people.
We hate the people, but we love Hitler.
We'll cut the scene out. I'm okay. I feel better.
The Roman numeral X has the Romulan number X has been cited. I don't know this one. This is Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I've seen.
Nice. And that makes me want to sleep with you.
Wait, let's see if this works. Ready? You're the only 10 I've seen.
Oh, and that makes me want to sleep with you.
And say it to me.
That makes me want to sleep with you.
Sorry, I'm with Blowjobicon.
Blowjobicon.
What's his name?
Transformers, blowjobs in disguise.
The Decepticons are trying to sneak into the Earth to give all the cards blowjobs. I'm out.
Okay, wait.
Hold on.
I
want to see a scene where JPC keeps taking his car up to his room. Sweetie, what's going on in there? Nothing. Keep sucking.
This is a really dirty episode. Sorry, everybody. I'd like to see a scene. JPC, you are that guy
Optimus
from
Prime?
Pokemon, and you keep... There's a bunch of new Pokemons, and you're choosing them. And then Adel, you can be the voice of all the different Pokemons.
So I'm Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, from and you're there's like 10 new Pokemon.
The guy's name for Pokemon is Ash Ketchup. Wow.
Pile Ash Ketchup.
I always use a condiment.
Oh no, Pikachu's fainted. Okay.
I'm okay.
You fainted, so you're done. Okay, go get him, Roku.
I'm a Roku. I carry all the popular channels on apps.
Oh no, Roku fainted.
55-inch Roku.
No, you fainted.
Well, okay. I'm okay.
Go get him, Lemon Car.
Vroom, vroom. I'm a Lemon Car. How much did you pay for me?
$250.
Oh, too much.
Oh, Lemon Car fainted.
Kaput.
Go get him, Cuckoo Bird.
Uh-oh! I'm a bird who shed his head too many times! Uh-oh!
What a big mistake. Go get him, Snail Bag.
Would you call me?
Oh, shit, is that not your name? Oh, my God.
Brock, call me fucking Snail Bag?
Brock told me your name was Snail Bag.
Barack told you that?
I don't know, man.
Hey, thanks, Obama.
It's crazy. Get back in your ball. Okay, go get him, Alley-oop.
Did you tell me to get back in my ball?
Hold on. And alley-oop.
Hey, man, I don't want any trouble.
And she fainted. Did you tell me to get back on my ball?
Hey, man, I don't want any trouble. I'm just a Pokemon trainer. My name's Ash Ketchum.
I'm a Robert De Niro gun. Are you trying to fuck with me?
No, I mean, Annalise, this was great. I love you. Like,
he got you. He's ready to get back in.
Blam. Why didn't you
what
mention?
What the fuck?
Why didn't you mention?
Holy shit.
She fainted.
You shot him in the leg.
Scene.
Is that good
go
content, you guys?
Yes,
are you
content.
Mad at us?
Pikachu, go get your shine box. And we have one more.
Okay.
And this is only to be answered by Aaron.
Oh, good. Then I will take myself a little vape break where I go and...
Oh, JBC fainted.
I do blog posts about anti-vaping.
It really makes him chill out.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, this last one is eating on Jupiter's moon.
Helium.
Aaron, that is correct.
Do you know any of Jupiter's moons?
Do you know any of my butt?
Wow. Aaron, how are we doing today?
I don't know.
Are you still mad about that after party?
Yeah, I'm still pretty mad about that party.
Also,
we
Aaron,
just had to...
When will you introduce me to your butt? I want to know more.
Oh, you want to meet me?
Oh, that's your butler.
And my butt. Eating on Jupiter's moon. Aaron, you perform at one of Jupiter's moons every Saturday.
World news tonight. Is Earth one of Jupiter's moons? Io.
Iodine. Thank you so much, Shane Wilson. Come check him out at World News Tonight. Thank mm-hmm. him for those puns.
He was on Magic Tavern in that episode that's famous.
He plays Dr. Ward, which is one of my favorite episodes. But yeah, go talk to him after World News and thank him for those. I believe he wrote these himself. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Yeah, I would say we're the three dumbest people on World News, would you agree?
By far, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Everyone else is doing, like, very sharp political satire, and then I come out, I'm like, my dick broke!
Yeah, Pad's casually being a genius the whole show.
I would say that we're not the three dumbest because Brett is a member of
Brett's
the show. Oh, yeah, Brett's
dumbest.
There, I forgot.
Yeah.
Brett is
so
there.
So stupid, he's so
But he's
dumb.
The funniest.
He is the funniest.
What I thought to do after this is, have you guys heard of Hink Pinks?
I think you sent me some Hank Pinks and it got
my fired.
I went on a date with Hank Pinks and it was...
Left me for Blowjobicon.
Blowjobicon. Is that what it was?
I couldn't possibly be.
So a Hank Pink is a two-word clue that leads to a rhyming answer.
Okay.
So, for example, let me find a good one here. A funny cat would be...
A funny cat.
So it's a two-word clue that leads to a rhyming answer.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
A funny cat would be
silly kitty. No, it doesn't rhyme. That doesn't rhyme.
Titty kitty. I know.
Okay, I messed up.
Titty kitty.
Here, Aaron, I'll give you an easier one.
Goosey-poosey.
Goosey-poosey.
We'll pretend that this is... What? Hold on. Dead. Stop. Goosey-poosey?
I meant to say, like...
Is that your favorite Orange is the New Black character?
Goosey-poosey.
Goosey-poosey.
Okay.
So let me give you... Here's maybe an easier one. Pretend that this is just two words. A riddle-solving cat.
Riddy kitty.
So a funny cat would be...
Shitty kitty.
So if Oscar Wilde had a cat, it would be a real...
Witty kitty. Got it.
We understand?
Yes.
All right. How about a tight carpet?
Snug rug.
That's a snug rug,
baby.
I almost
said shrug rug, but that's not...
Huh?
Huh?
How about a simple locomotive?
Plane train.
That's a plane train, my beer.
Oh, dead stop. Dead stop,
motherfucker.
Dead stop, motherfucker.
Dead stop.
Adel, I want to see a scene now. I want to see a scene. So, Adel, this is your country album, and it's all country songs that you're writing to your beer.
Are we ready in the studio?
Yeah, we're ready for you. We're ready for you, Big Ed.
Okay, thank you. All right. Please call me Big Sir.
You got it, Big Sir.
Laying on the track. This one's called... Drink One Too Many.
Mm-hmm.
And a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a five, and a six, and a seven, and a nine. Nine beers is too many beers. I'm sitting here, my dear, thinking about you. Sitting in the bar, choking down barf. Gotta swallow my puke, cause I don't wanna get kicked out on the street. I'm way too drunk. I'm looking at the TV, and I can't see nothing but... Little squirrelies running around the TV. Nobody knows what it's like to be me. My name's Big Ed and I have a drinking problem. Yeah, I sold 10 million records, but nobody stepped in to solve them. I
Go to an alcoholic therapist every week to get help, but I get pissed. That's all I do is get pissed drunk. I get so Pepe Le Pew, I'm a skunk. P-U, yeah, P-U. P-U means problems, understanding. P-U problems, you understanding. Please understand me, open the door. Veronica, I'm knocking at your door. It's 4 a.m. and I'm drunk as a bitch ass. Please open the door so I can talk to you about the problems I caused.
Okay, Big Ed, we are not recorded.
Excuse me?
We are not recorded. None of the machines are plugged in here.
Huh.
That is our bad. We are drunk as two skunks fucking the market. I'm drunk in here.
Sane.
We're drunk as two skunks. Oh, did the scene end?
I was laughing so hard doing that because I don't think there is a song, or I've never heard a song that is written from the perspective of a person who is very drunk.
I've got friend in low places.
Those are songs like those are not songs from the perspective like someone who's so drunk they can't see or articulate things. That's the funny part about like a song. It's like, I got blurry vision and nothing makes sense. It's like, it's not telling me about like how I've got friends in low places. It's just telling me about a person who's too drunk to function.
Yeah. It's talking about being drunk.
Too drunk to function. I'm stuck at this junction.
I keep dropping my keys trying to open my door.
But I realize I don't own a car. Now the car owner's coming to me. I got in a fist fight over a Kia.
I'm glad that you made that misstep and it led to that.
This is basically just turned into Memphis, Kansas breeze. Honk, beep, toot, honk, a beep, beep, honk. Let's continue with these.
Yeah, why not? We're having fun, right?
Yeah.
Aaron,
mm-hmm.
Can you confirm?
Confirmed fun.
We're going to paste in you saying fun.
Confirmed fun.
Yeah, we're gonna copy and paste in Aaron saying fun.
How about an empty seat?
A clear.
Something chair.
Mm-hmm.
Spare chair.
That
works. Really.
A bear chair.
Fuck.
Bear chair. I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Already?
JPC, you work at a Olive Garden.
Okay.
And you're seating a party, and the party happens to be just myself and Aaron. I am a single dad, and Aaron is a full-grown bear.
Hey, party for... What the fuck? Fuck is that?
Party for two is what I think you meant to say.
That's a bear.
That's all red.
This is my...
I'm also a female.
This is my daughter. She's a female bear.
Your daughter's a female bear.
I'm a female bear.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to check with Giacomo. Giacomo, can we have them in the restroom? Okay, fine.
You know what?
Okay.
I don't want to be where I'm not wanted.
No, apparently it's fine. I'm sorry that I'm new here.
Did you say apparently? No, I'm sorry. I'm hearing what I want to hear. Sweetie, do you want to go somewhere else?
Is there a stream nearby that I can eat fish?
That's a great question. Is there a stream nearby where she can eat fish?
We have a drainage pond, but it's really
Is there
more...
salmon
in
is
it? Is there fish?
I don't think that there's fish in that pond. It's more of a fire prevention thing.
Well, then maybe I'll just eat a Hostess for dinner. And not the dessert.
Oh, she loves cupcakes. Oh, not the dessert. Okay.
Not the dessert. The person who seats people at restaurants.
Okay. We're just called hosts. Don't gender us.
You're a host at a restaurant. And maybe I have a craving for a host at a restaurant.
Excuse me, did you say my daughter sounds like a belligerent cookie monster? I'm sorry, I'm just hearing what I want to hear.
No, I can seat you. I can get you a table
you
for
two. I bet you taste like breadsticks.
Ooh. Breadsticks?
I bet you taste like breadsticks.
You bet I taste like breadsticks?
I bet you eat the food here. I bet you taste like olive oil and salad dressing.
I couldn't tell you what I taste like, but I could tell you that one time I did jerk off and got a little bit of cum in my mouth.
Pineapple?
What's that?
Tastes like pineapple.
Oh, I just heard Casey laugh.
Thought you were guessing my name. No, it tasted like cum. So
how do you accidentally get cum in your mouth?
What's that?
How do you accidentally get cum in your mouth?
I accidentally went on a date. Oh, that's a story for another
Hold on.
Day.
No, what was it?
No.
You accidentally went on a date?
This is your daughter?
Never mind.
This is my daughter. She's a full-grown
Wrong
female
scene.
Bear.
No, daughter. I would love to hear what this is.
No.
Sweetie, sorry, let me have a moment with my daughter here.
Om nom nom nom, om nom nom nom, eating both these people. Wow.
She's going crazy on these cookies.
I think we've forgotten how to do this show.
That's so funny. I'm just hearing what I want to hear.
Aaron, you're right. It was a bear chair.
Yay.
How about a steak stealer? A steak stealer.
Steak stealer?
Steak stealer.
Sirloin purloin.
I mean, can't be mad at that.
Filet mignon, sachet mignon.
Ribeye, bye-bye.
Purloin, wait, what was it?
Purloin's... Chuck roast fuck the most.
No, purloin's a verb. It's to steal.
Purloin.
Right?
This is a steak stealer.
A steak stealer. A heifer thefter.
Jesus.
A steak
fuck
stealer?
Off. I'm
a
trying.
Cow.
Heifer
thefter. Chow.
What, stealer?
Mm-hmm.
Stealer would be a hamburger Roethlisberger.
A wagyu bagu. A steak stealer. So what is steak?
Beef.
Yeah. And then what is steak typically?
Beef. So beef, put those beef. Together? No, a beef
I
thief.
I can't.
He's a beef thief.
That's someone who steals your boyfriend.
He's a beef thief. She's a beef thief.
Miranda, you're a fucking beef thief.
Ugh,
you fuck
could...
Donald, you beef thief.
Who? Did you just go to American Eagle? Because you look like a little beef thief.
I'll say it 1,000 times. Only boring people steal other people's boyfriends.
Honk beef.
You're boring if you're
beef,
stealing someone
beef
else's
thief.
Boyfriend.
Oh. Aaron, I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I want to hear the word beef thief a million more times. I want to see a scene, Aaron, where you are a... literal ham burglar,
okay.
Hamburglar, and JPC, you mm-hmm. wake up in the middle of the night, go down to your kitchen and catch her in the act.
who goes there?
Oop.
You there.
Oop.
You there in the night. Identify yourself.
Ooh, I'm your wife. I'm your wife, probably.
Oh, thank God.
Sweetie, who is it?
Who's this Hamburglar? I'm in my bedchambers. Quick, wife.
Yes.
First, let's make love. Then let's go kill that burglar.
Oh, maybe
upstairs.
Later?
What's that?
Maybe later?
No, now. Daddy horny now.
How about...
Who is it, sweetie?
I'll get to you in a second, Hamburglar.
No, there's a Hamburglar in our house. We must address it now.
You are my wife, though, correct? Surely a kiss would be in order.
Oh, no, thanks.
You're nowhere near me.
What's going on down there? Robble, robble.
That damn Hamburglar. I'm so incensed, but I'm also very horny for you, my wife.
Fine, you caught me. I'm the Hamburglar in the house.
Fine, you caught me. I'm an old pervert who just wants to fuck a hamburger man.
And I'm...
That's not
Aaron
my wife.
Scene.
Aaron, I think we need to take a break, and I think you need to think about
your actions.
I think we broke.
Yeah, we don't need to take a break. We already broke.
We'll be right back with more Beef Thief, Beepity Beep. Phoebe, Beef Thief, Peepity
Beef.
Queefity
Beef Chief.
Queefity Beef Chief. That's my new character.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying.
I'd love to.
Didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand,
upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
Phoebe P.
Queef.
Peebity Queef. Oh, wait, no. Queefity Beef Thief.
Phoebe Queef Peefity Chief Beef.
Phoebe P. Queefity Beef Thief.
Phoebe Queef Chiefity Beef Thief.
Beebe Beep Beebity Queef Chief.
Chiefity Queef Queef Beefity Beef Beef.
Squeaky, squeak, squeefity, beef cheeks.
Well, it's like my grandpa always said, the squeaky beef gets the queef.
The squeaky from gets the chair.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
Oh, there's an update.
This just did.
Hey, we're back, and it's Hey Riddle Riddle, we're losing our minds.
Yeah.
How about we switch to some full course beefy, thiefy, queefy, full-on riddle.
I'm ready.
I would love to eat that now. I brought my knife and I brought my big fork, and I am ready to tear into
big
these
sir,
riddles.
Please.
Big sir.
Horace the artist told his family that they had to move out of their current home because he had successfully sold all his paintings. The family was disappointed but knew Horace was correct in his decision to relocate. What's going on?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well, go for it.
This is my guess. The paintings were murals on the walls of this house.
Okay. Aaron? You're right, but I don't want to give it to you.
Wow.
Because you solved it too quickly.
Well, you've been around in all of my arguments with my boyfriend. You're right, Aaron, but I don't want you to win. So let's talk about this for another 2 hours.
What was the situation? They had to move out of their house once they sold. Wait, what was it?
Horace the artist told his family that they had to move out of their current home because he had successfully sold all his paintings. The family was disappointed, but knew Horace was correct in his decision to relocate. Aaron, you basically got it, but I need a little more context to seal the deal.
Yeah, because I don't understand. They were all murals on the wall.
In his home.
And
someone bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone bought his house.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay, gotcha.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
You two are a, you're a, JBC, you're a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And Adel, you're going into this house, and JBC's trying to smooth over maybe an unconventional house for you to buy.
So that's the house. Okay. You know, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath.
Yes, a 4-bedroom is exactly what I'm looking for.
Exactly, 3 stories. And yes, there is the basement.
Yes. Oh, good.
And again, before we go down into the basement, I will say that they are willing to put a significant amount of money in to refurnish and smooth over everything that's in the basement.
In the basement, okay.
Yes.
Quite the mess down here?
No. It's actually obsessively clean. The state that it's in now is not the state that it will be in when you move in.
It won't be in Kentucky?
I'm sorry, it'll still be in Kentucky.
Okay, you said the state that it'll be in now.
Well,
it's not the state that it'll be in then.
Unless Indiana invades, it's going to still be Kentucky.
I don't see that coming. Okay. Can I ask you something before we trudge down these stairs here? This isn't a Home Alone situation, is it? I'm not going to go down there and see a furnace screaming at me. Because I've been there before, my friend.
A furnace screaming at
you? Yes, a furnace making a face and screaming. Tight zoom on the furnace.
I may not remember this movie.
What am I thinking of?
I thought
it was Home Alone.
You know what? I only know about the parts where there's, you know, your dirty animals and all that stuff.
Okay.
I'm thinking of the one where he is lost in New York.
Okay. Well, what's the one where, is it Home Alone where someone kills his dog and then he goes on a vengeance spree?
Okay, let's come down here. Come down through the stairs and open up this door. And here is the basement. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes, we will get all the plastic wrapping cleared up. I believe...
Is this where Laura Palmer was killed? I have to ask because I've been burned before.
You know what? I couldn't say for sure. Mm-hmm. I will say that all of these tools will be gone. They are the owner's tools, and the owner is taking the tools with them.
Is the owner the lead singer of Tool, Maynard Keegan?
Kegels? What's his name?
It's Kegel Michael Keane. I can't release the owner's name. Okay. You know, contractual obligations and everything.
So congratulations. You're already in contractuals?
Yes, I'm having contractuals in 6 months. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually Preemie.
No.
Preemie BBBBB is the baby's name. Will be the baby's name.
Oh, very nice. I love that. I have a bear daughter myself.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
No condom or?
Nope.
Okay.
Just bare backing it. This is what happens when I'm not in a scene.
So, Aaron, you are right, but there needs to be a little bit more context in order for us to move on.
I don't know what you mean.
So he's an artist. He sold his house.
He painted his house.
And he painted his house.
And he sold it.
Okay. Do you want me to give you the answer, James?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Horace was a caveman. The paintings he sold were on the walls of his cave where they were living. Once the wall paintings were sold, they no longer had a cave to live in. You know how cavemen
stupid. This one's stupid.
Aaron, you said this is what happens when you're not in a scene.
Capitalism.
I want to see a scene where
I'm going to do the same voice as the bear.
Great. Where you are a...
Was that a threat?
Where you're a cavewoman artist, and Japes and I are art critics, or you put on an
art show.
An art show.
Yeah. Sure.
Is that the term?
I think so.
Surely it is a better term. You're putting on a show with all your paintings
exhibit?
And stuff. Exhibit. Thank you. And
ooh, I get to play exhibit?
Japes and I are pimping your ride. We're two art critics or potential buyers, and you're trying to tell us about your art.
This speaks to me. I love it. I don't know why I love it.
Well, this is a depiction of the time I killed a bunny and was not satisfied with the food, so I went out again and I killed a larger animal.
Oh, what was the larger? Oh, I guess it's in the painting here.
Man.
It's another caveman.
Yeah.
It's a caveman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
And it's sort of just like a metaphor for eating a bunny and then a man.
So it's a metaphor for the story that you just told that's very literal? Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Isn't this a little derivative?
Mm-hmm. Isn't this a little Jason derivative?
Yeah, the man I killed is Jason Derivative.
Okay.
And he put up a fight.
And I see here on the cave wall you had a huge cock, and you painted over that.
Yeah, because it just didn't seem like that would have mass appeal.
Really?
For wide release, yeah. He was pretty pissed.
A giant rooster wouldn't have mass appeal to buyers.
He was pretty pissed. Come over here to this painting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a painting of me.
Okay, it looks exactly like Willem Dafoe.
It kind of looks like Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, me and my partner just saw a Willem Dafoe movie where he played Jesus.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
The Last Temptation of Lighthouse. Yeah,
I get that a lot, that I look like Willem Dafoe in this.
That's not Spider-Man. What we said. We said the painting looks like Willem Dafoe.
Well, it's a painting of me.
Yeah,
and I look like Willem Dafoe then.
Oh, I think you look more like a Billy Crudup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
that's a compliment.
What are we thinking here? We want
to. I think you look a little more
paintings?
Like a Willem Dafoe nose.
We're gonna buy this painting.
We're catty. What's that?
We caddy.
We're going to buy these paintings.
Yeah, we'd like to make a purchase. We'd like to purchase the Willem Dafoe one. How much for that?
Let's see. I don't know what money is, so...
I'm sorry, would you...
How about you give me fire?
Would you like some cookies?
Hold on.
What? What?
Say fire again.
Fire?
Prometheus. Okay. Prometheus, think hard before you do this, okay?
No, I'm just saying she sounds like Miss Piggy.
Fire?
Listen... I'm Prometheus. I brought fire down from the mountaintop, from the gods to the people. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I do.
And this over here
so
is Sisyphus.
I know you have money.
Do you know Sisyphus?
Yes.
Now, he famously pushes a rock uphill both ways.
No, that's my punishment, but we don't know why I deserve that.
Yeah, what did you do?
Are you familiar with the Pokemon Blowjobba mod?
Oh, yes.
Scene.
Give us another one.
Give us a riddle, Daddy.
Give us another one. Steve the runner had just run a mile at full speed.
Who gives a shit? That's easy.
Do it now. I will give you $100.
I can't because I'll throw up if I try.
To do a lap around this building. I'll give either of you $100 if you get up from this recording,
Aaron,
and do a lap around the
We're not like
building.
You. We don't need money.
And Aaron, I know you don't have it.
Fuck.
You famously owe us thousands of dollars for
shit.
The snacks
I forgot
that
was
we bring
you guys.
To recording.
Somehow I'm paying your alimony. I don't know.
Takes one to know one.
Remember the alimony.
Faced.
Steve the runner had just run a mile at full speed. He was not wearing a shirt, nor shoes and socks. When Susie looked at Steve's back, there was no sweat, nor was there evidence of perspiration on Steve's legs or chest. Yet Steve was clearly sweating. What going on?
He's got no shirt, no shoes, no socks. He just ran a mile at full speed.
Sorry, this is a Marvin Gaye riddle. You need to tell me, what's going on?
Don't punish me.
And then my dad has to shoot me.
Oh, that's true. That's how he went. Okay. No, he's sweating, but it's not on specific parts of his body.
No shoes, no spurvis. It's not. So he's clearly sweating.
Gotcha.
But there's no evidence of perspiration on his legs or chest.
Is Steve
or back?
Is Steve a dog?
We are getting too good at this. Steve is a racing dog. Dogs sweat on their paws and nose, not on their backs, mm-hmm. chest, or legs, mm-hmm. the way humans do. And if he's panting, he's clearly sweating.
He's clearly sweating because they can't regulate their heat.
Regulators.
God, I love a panting dog.
You love the panting dogs?
I love panting dogs. Going up to a dog at a high school party, pulling their pants down in front of another pretty dog. Have you guys ever seen a dog who was panting who wasn't like exuberantly happy?
Yeah.
You have a sad life.
No, well, isn't that how they cool themselves down?
Mm-hmm.
Then not every hot dog.
Not all hot dogs.
Aaron,
I'm tired of your defense.
No, listen to me. Not all hot dogs are happy. Most when dogs are too hot, they're usually like, "Fuck this."
Yeah.
Why bother coming 10 miles here? Why are you defending
hot dogs?
Okay, because here's
Aaron,
the thing.
What's the hottest dog in your opinion?
Like sexy?
Oh. Huskies for sure.
Never mind.
What's the sexiest dog?
Can you read the riddle again?
I thought we solved it.
Oh.
It wasn't.
Aaron, I want to see a scene.
Wait, seriously? Wait, no. Wait, what was the riddle?
It was the dog was panting.
What was
the riddle?
Okay, yes. What was
the riddle?
No.
Or what was the answer?
Okay. I see.
The dog was sweating through his nose and his paws.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Japes, you're going to be a dog that committed a crime.
Okay.
Aaron and I are playing the detectives trying to break you, and you're clearly starting to sweat, but maybe don't show it fully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, puppy.
Sit.
Puppy.
Sit.
I'm good cop. This is bad cop.
Roll over on your accomplices. Roll over on them.
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you shit, pig.
What about this ball? Here's the ball.
Let me see.
The ball.
Here's the ball.
I want it.
Do you want the ball? Yes. Tell me what you did.
Toss the ball.
You taught him what? What'd you do?
Toss the ball. I want it.
What'd you do, good boy?
I want that ball.
What'd you do, good boy?
Here, let me try a different tactic. Here's the dead woman. Let me rub your nose in it.
Whoa, no.
Bad dog.
Okay. Oh, bad. No.
What's a good boy? Who's my good boy?
Me?
Oh, and what's a good boy? He's going to tell me the truth, huh? The good boy's going to tell me the truth?
Okay, I'll tell you. Wait. What is that?
Well, there's a corpse in the room.
What is it, my own asshole? Well,
come on.
That's most delicious.
Don't eat your own ass.
Come on, Chief, come in here. He's eating his own ass.
Oh, this is great.
Chief is our office dog. Chief, come in here.
Oh, la la, that's a hot dog.
Wait, do I smell other dog's ass?
Come on, Chief. Why don't you two at least eat each other's ass? You're just eating your own.
What?
It takes one to know one. Second time I've said that in 10 minutes.
I hope our new logo is just two dogs eating their own ass.
No,
our
new logo.
And it says not all dogs.
I hope our new logo is just a fan giving me a hug. Not like an oscillating
it's
fan.
It's chopping your arms off.
Aaron, after this episode, we won't have fans. Fans. Well, where we're going, we don't need fans. Oh, boy. Let's go to...
I would love it if it was Aaron giving a fan a hug and it is just an oscillating fan.
Yeah. Ow.
Blood.
When Mrs. Sullivan walked into her room, there was acid on the floor. Though Mrs. Sullivan observed that the acid was on the floor, she did not say or do anything. The floor was not harmed in any way. Guys, I know the answer to this, and I'm going to say that this is my favorite riddle.
The drug. Acid, the drug.
Is it the drug acid that's on the floor?
It is not the drug acid. I thought it was like the 90210 or Melrose Place.
So it's not the drug acid. Was it acetone?
It is not acetone.
Mm-hmm.
When Mrs. Sullivan walked into her room, there was acid on the floor.
Right.
Though Mrs. Sullivan observed that acid was on the floor, she did not say or do anything. The floor was not harmed in any way.
Okay, Aaron, let's do the brain trust here. What do we think? This is a specific type of acid. What's her name? Mrs. what?
Sullivan.
She's Irish.
Potato acid.
Post potatoes.
What could it have been? Did she not say or do anything because she is in some way being
drunk?
Like kidnapped?
Yeah, she's so drunk she can't see in front of herself. She's not being kidnapped.
Okay.
She's not drunk.
She has full possession of her faculties.
So, Adel, it's a very like different kind of acid.
Well, she doesn't own the other teachers. Full possession of her faculties?
No, I'm talking about the movie The Faculty where Jon Stewart gets his face melted
Underrated
off.
Movie.
Yeah. I would rate it at a zero. And it actually comes in a little under that.
Robert Duvall's daughter's in that.
Really?
Leah Duvall.
Wow, Leah Duvall.
And Josh Hartnett, maybe?
No.
No?
Maybe. Could be.
What happened to Josh Hartnett? That's the real riddle. Where's Josh Hartnett?
That's what this whole show's been leading up to. We've been training
we
to figure
do,
out that
You know
mystery?
The podcast Missing Richard Simmons? Mm-hmm. Let's do that, but it's like...
Josh Hartnett?
Hello, Josh Hartnett.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do this. Let's put a celebrity death clock on Josh Hartnett. I think he's got four more
years.
I'm
going to Google him.
He was in Sin City. That was what?
Yeah,
like 10
but that
years
was like
ago,
fucking
20 years ago?
2002. He was in Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm.
He was in
I like
30
Josh
Days
Hartnett.
And 30 Nights or something.
Lucky Number 11.
The vampire movie. He was in Lucky Number 11.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that vampire movie, 30 Days or 30 Nights.
How old do you think he is now? 41?
I think he's 40.
45?
You got it right away. He's 41. 41. That's
yeah.
crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm IMDb-ing him.
He's young. 41's young.
All right, let's see,
he should still be
Josh
in movies.
Hartnett. Oh, he's still doing movies.
Okay, good.
Name two.
Ooh, nothing that I even seems remotely familiar.
Yeah.
He's in upcoming movies.
What
That's
happened
the title
to him,
of it?
Target number one, Cash Truck. He's in a show called Paradise Lost coming out.
Is Cash Truck just like Cash Cab? But
Josh Hartnett is in a movie called Cash
but
Truck.
But he's picking up hitchhikers in a semi?
Did you see any of these movies?
Okay.
Inherit the Viper.
I want to see a scene.
Valley
sorry.
Of the Gods.
No.
She's
sorry.
Missing.
I have to see a scene. I want to see the premiere episode of Josh Hartnett's, what do we say, Cash Truck?
Mm-hmm.
So Japes are going to be Josh Hartnett.
Sure.
You're driving a semi along Route 66. And you're not only delivering goods, you're delivering the goods in terms of a trivia contest. Aaron, you're a hitchhiker who got picked up and unknowingly is now partaking in this game show.
Hey, friend, where are you going?
Thanks for pulling over. Just as far as you can take me.
Great. Hop up in.
Hut.
Don't throw that flashlight in the
Here I go.
Just hop in.
Up.
Blimp,
I really appreciate you letting me in here.
Actually, you're on Cash Truck and I'm Josh Hartnett.
What in the fuck is a cash truck?
You may know some of the other movies that I've been in, like
no.
The Last Viper.
No.
Whiz Bang.
Nope.
And Tiddlywinks.
Nope.
I was in 40 Days and 40 Nights.
No.
Really?
Nope.
I fucked a flower in that movie?
Nope.
Okay, anyway. Well, I'm Josh Hartnett. I'm an actor. Lucy Liu is a friend of mine?
Nope.
No? Okay. Anyway, you're in a cash truck. Here's the way it goes. It's just like Cash Cab. It's a show. I have a very very thin understanding of how the show works.
All right.
We're going to take you as far as you go until you get an answer wrong, and then you get kicked out of this truck and back into the desert to hitchhike your way home wherever you're going.
All right.
First question. Name one movie that I was in.
Oh, fuck me.
I just listed a bunch of them.
Ma'am, can we get you another blanket?
No, it's okay.
I just want to say I'm so sorry for what happened to you. Now, of course, as you know at this point, there is no cash truck. That's not a show.
No, and
you
that was
abducted.
Not Josh Hartnett. And that was not Josh Hartnett.
You were abducted by a deranged man.
Yeah, which was so strange because I'm also a serial killer.
Huh.
And when two serial killers meet, you go
fuck.
Like, what's something's got to give, you know?
Fuck, I want to bring you in, but I can't do... Do you have any evidence that you committed these crimes?
No, I'm pretty good at it. Just out of curiosity, can you name one Josh Hartnett movie?
I want to say Tiddlywinks.
Same.
I'm going to keep reading some of these until we go. We'll find the year that you finally
I legit
one.
Don't know any of those movies.
All right, ready? We're going to go back until you do.
Okay.
Ready? Inherit the Viper.
No.
Valley of the Gods.
No.
She's Missing.
No.
She's all missing?
No.
She's all missing.
The Long Home.
Wait, when I take off your glasses and your overalls, you're gone.
The Long Home.
The Long
home?
Home?
Home.
No.
Oh, Lucy. The Ottoman Lieutenant.
What?
The Ottoman Lieutenant?
Wild Horses.
Sir, you need to get off the couch.
Wild Horses is an improv team.
Wow, yeah.
Parts per billion.
No.
Stuck Between Stations.
What?
Is Girl that the two twins who are pictures?
No.
I've heard of Girl Walks Into a Bar.
Have you really?
Who's in that?
I don't know.
Besides Josh Hartnett. I've heard of Girl Walks Into a Bar.
What year was
it? No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of a joke.
Really? You made me click in that for nothing. I Come with the Rain.
Ooh.
August.
Porn?
Stories USA. 30 Days of Night. Resurrecting.
Wait. 30 Days of Night. Yes. What year is that?
That's 2007.
That's the vampire one from 2007. Movie. That's the last one vampire. I remember him
being
in. That's
where he fucks a flower?
Yeah. No. That's 30 Days and 30 Nights.
He was in 40, Sin City.
40 Days and 40 Nights.
We mentioned that.
Black Sin Hawk City. Down.
I mentioned that.
Yeah. These are all ones
Pearl
we've mentioned.
Harbor.
He was in Pearl Harbor.
Country.
Mention that. Financial
trouble.
The
Virgin Suicide.
He was in financial trouble.
Mm. He was in financial trouble right now.
I wonder what happened. I'm going to have to read his Wikipedia later.
Josh, if you're out there, we know you're listening.
Come on the show. Bring us coffee.
Explain yourself.
Come on the show. We'll give you a day's work.
I ask for cream. Splash.
We'll give you a fair wage and a day's work. Josh Hartnett, come on the show. Earn your keep. Hey, Addle. Hit me up with another one of them smooth riddles, my man.
Oh, well, we haven't solved the last one.
Are you kidding me?
When Mrs. Sullivan walked into the room, there was acid on the floor. Though Mrs. Sullivan observed the acid was on the floor, she did not say or do anything. The floor was not harmed in any way.
Was it an acid David?
Well, I gave you a hint in terms of, you said, did she have her faculties? Did she own her faculties? And I said, she didn't own the rest of the teaching staff. So the answer, a hint is that she's a teacher.
She's a teacher.
Science teacher.
Science teacher.
Sure, whatever you want.
Was this a chem lab? Did she walk into a chem lab?
Possibly, but that's not important.
Okay. Well, is the room that she walked into important?
It's her classroom.
Is the type of acid important?
Acid-washed jeans.
The type of acid is very much important, and it's not the chemical.
Okay, and it's not the drug.
It's not the drug. It's not the Chance the Rapper album.
It's like a cleaning thing?
It's not acid wraps?
It's not acid wraps. It's not a cleaning thing.
It's not acid. What are other types of acid? Aaron said acid washed jeans, which is cool.
And here's the reason it's my favorite riddle of all time.
Why?
Makes zero sense.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, then tell us.
Fuck you. I thought it was going to be good. Oh, you're a bear who's trapped in an Olive Garden.
We're going to get some prejudice sticks.
What is it?
Acid was the name of one of Mrs. Sullivan's pupils. Acid was lying on the floor reading a book in the reading center. What? I want to see a scene.
No. We all have to sit in silence for 10 seconds
Acid
after
is a
that.
Human name in this example? Like acid would be like the name of a frog acid or something.
Riddles are back and they suck.
This one sucked. I could write riddles. Chef Chris is in the kitchen and he's eating.
For those at home, James is sweating profusely on his nose.
Just my nose and my paws.
Okay.
I can write riddles.
Okay, I hate riddles again.
Chef boy, oh boy.
We have to end on that one. There's no topping it.
You could throw a cherry, some whipped cream, and sprinkles on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no topping it.
What are some names that are worse than naming your kid acid?
Reflux.
Apple.
Corduroy.
Little butthole.
Rob Corduroy was nice, though.
Here, we're going to end this episode. We'll still do plugs and everything, but we're going to end the final scene.
Thank God we'll still do plugs.
Erin singing her country song, maybe with some backup vocals.
Okay.
Her country song, Little Butthole.
And maybe it's just going to be like honk, honk, beep, toot, toot, honk.
Honk, butt.
Ready?
Little Butthole, go ahead.
Little Butthole, where did you go, little butthole? You're a tiny hole, little butthole. I can't find you, little butthole. I'm scared because I'm trying to poo. Little butthole, where'd you go? I can't find my butthole on my body. I'm getting real scared because I'm trying to get naughty and I can't find my butthole in time. Where'd my little butthole go? Where'd my little butthole go?
We're getting hot and heavy, gonna have anal sex, but I can't find what's back there right next. And I'm searching to and fro, can't find the hole. Got the littlest anus that you ever did know. Little butthole.
Where did my little butthole go? Where did my little butthole go?
Okay, give me 2 more minutes. I'll plug in all these machines. We can start recording.
See ya. Speaking of plugging in machines.
Oh, yeah.
Japes, do you have anything to plug in?
Let's think of things that I would like to plug in.
Glade?
Yeah, Glade Candles. I would say if you would like to come and see our live shows, but you don't live in a city where we are doing our live shows, join our Patreon. We put all of our live shows on the Patreon. That's patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.
Good content.
Hey.
Erin, anything you want to plug?
Follow me, ErinKeefe10, on Instagram, and there'll be more fun stuff over there soon enough.
Hell yeah. I want to do a quick doctor recommendations. Please check out the TV show The Circle on Netflix.
No.
It's a reality show.
Veto.
That's so awful. It's amazing.
And this plug.
The first episode, you think, Arnie Niekamp got me into this. The first episode, you think, I hate all these characters and I'll never enjoy any of them. And then by the end, you're attached to a lot of them. So check out The Circle. Also, I want to plug a little show called Infinity Train, which I was telling Aaron about. It's on Cartoon Network, and it's basically a cross between Stranger Things, Adventure Time, and Steven Universe. It's a girl gets on a mysterious train, and there's sort of infinite numbers of carts, and each one she goes into is like its own little universe with its own weird reality, and it's fucking fantastic. Hmm. My favorite, I couldn't stop laughing. There's a cart she walks into, maybe the second or third episode, that's just all ducks. And she's trying to, it's her and her robot friend and a king dog, a dog that's a king. And they're making their way through all the ducks, and she grabs one of the ducks, and he looks insane, and he goes, "Can you help me find my normal eyes?" And for whatever reason, that made me laugh so hard. I kept rewinding it because I was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. "Can you help me find my normal eyes?" But watch Infinity Train. It's fantastic.
Okay.
Aaron, speaking of infinite trains, mm-hmm. If a train leaves
hey,
the earth,
soul sister,
angel, mister on the radio, Mario and oh. Jupiter, I love you though. Bye.
I should have done Jobs to Jupiter.
See, I would want to be
a. It's a train song.
Bye, Infinity.
Bye. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen, Casey Tony did the editing. Parish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.